This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This started yesterday as an unpopular opinion and evolved into the choice for today's list.
Yeah. I don't remember what we were talking about that led to this, but
70% of leftovers are better the next day.
Oh, it was an unpopular opinion. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yes. And we got tons and tons and tons of texts from people saying what leftovers were better the next day. So that's what we're going to do for our list, where we just take a bunch of nominations on Thursday, and then Jamie and I then get our top five, and then have you guys vote on who has the best one on Friday. So what we need you to do right now is just text them in, 913-586-7798. If you missed it yesterday, or if you texted yesterday and we didn't mention it, go ahead. What is
Logan going to play?
Yeah, Logan. Because you're going to be
Clinton's
here tomorrow
proxy.
Too, right? Yeah,
I'll be here tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah, so Logan can do this too. He can make his top five and then vote on which one is the best. So, just text yours in. What leftover food is better than the original? Or how am I not leftover? What OG OP? I don't know.
Huh?
I'm trying to think of what would you call food that isn't leftovers?
That's a good question.
What food is better if it's a leftover? There you go. You know what I'm talking about. Why is it in my head? People are going to know what I'm talking about unless I explain it thoroughly for the next 5 minutes. You know what I'm talking about? 913-586-7798.
Are there things that don't apply? Like, we were talking yesterday through, like, somebody said cheesecake.
Yeah.
Does not apply.
I was talking to Amy about this morning. I was like, I think if it's not something you would put in a Tupperware, then no. Then it shouldn't be considered a leftover.
Well, if it goes in the refrigerator, like in its original form.
Yeah.
Like if you haven't eaten any part of it yet before you put it in the refrigerator, like a cheesecake, you just make it and you chill it overnight. That is not a leftover.
That's not
the next
a leftover.
Day.
No, because somebody said, oh, leftover cheesecake. Maybe they meant cheesesteak.
Okay.
But they said cake, but obviously not. That because cake isn't a leftover. For something to be a leftover, it has to have been cooked and served hot.
Yes, I think that's right. But it could have been cold the day before, like a sandwich.
Well, I think what we're missing is if you don't do anything to it,
it's not
it wouldn't fit the category, because why would it be better as a leftover? Because it sat a little bit in the fridge.
Well, some people like that had time to
maybe
mingle.
If there's an example of that, I'd love to hear it. 913-586-7798. Taking your text on that right now. I'm going to lead with the best example from my personal taste, and that would be spaghetti.
Okay.
I actually made spaghetti last night for the family. I was mad.
Did you make your own sauce?
I didn't. No. My name ends in an R, Jamie, not in a vowel.
I didn't know if, like, my mom used to call it doctoring up your sauce. Like, my mom
like
was kind of saying
olive oil in it.
Like, start with something basic, like a, you know, thing of marinara that's really basic, and then add onions and garlic or whatever meat to it or something like that.
I added frozen meatballs to it. That's what I had. Good and Gather from Target.
You know, you didn't eat out, so that's a good thing.
Yes, I cooked it. But yes. I was mad that there was none left over. Like, okay, I was mad.
I wanted it
the next day, and I wanted to prove the point about this. So, but I'm going to say spaghetti. We could just say pasta. I think that's too broad. Like,
I think it is too.
We should parse out which pasta might be better. And for me, spaghetti.
Especially because pasta itself, if you cook it and then you don't dress it in something and then put it in the fridge, is going to be this big lump, and it's going to be one single block of pasta that you're not going to be able to get apart. Just throw it away.
Somebody on the text line asked, the real question is, did he break the noodles?
No, he didn't break the noodles.
No, I'm not a noodle breaker. Noodles, did you? No, of course not. No,
I honestly think so. I know we've had this discussion.
And I didn't change. I've never been a noodle breaker. I've never done that.
Okay.
Because I don't know why. Maybe somebody told me a long time ago not to do it, but
they were smart.
Yeah, it's just I just put it in the pot, let it sink in. You know, I have a big enough pot. But from the text line, cold meatloaf sandwich for meatloaf leftovers is the best.
A lot of you were on the meatloaf.
Not
thing.
Buying it. I'm not buying it. It just seems like it wouldn't taste good. I guess I've never tried cold meatloaf, but people with the meatloaf sandwiches are obsessed. Logan, do you have one for this?
For this one, I mean, I got a couple right off the bat. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is like a pulled pork or a pulled chicken the next day. Like, if you keep it cold, I'm telling you, there is nothing better than like a pulled chicken in your salad, like a couple of days after you initially make it. It's so good.
There is something about like a rotisserie chicken too. Uh-huh. I'll rip that apart and put that in like a sandwich or
Logan,
just
why
a side
is it
dish.
Better after a couple of days?
It's just the different ways you can use it. I'm more of like a cold foods person. If I'm being honest, I prefer like cold, like Jimmy John's sandwiches over Subway. I just something about colder food. And yeah, it's fine if it's like a pulled chicken or a pulled pork sandwich. But those next couple of days when I can put it on a cold sandwich with some mustard or something, or put it in a salad with ranch or Italian dressing, I kind of prefer it that way. I don't know.
Okay.
I worked with my former producer in Boston, who was Italian, insisted that every food is better cold, and that especially pasta.
I used to eat cold pasta for breakfast.
Can't do it. I don't
think it's better.
Mm-mm. It tastes wrong to me. It tastes like you. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't like it. Like,
do you eat pasta salad?
No, I don't. I think
it's cold. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So same idea.
Probably at a young age, somebody gave me. They're like, here, have some pasta salad. And I was like, those words don't make any sense. You might as well have just served me Martian nuggets. I don't know what this is. From the text line, lasagna. If we don't say lasagna, apparently the text line is going to explode because it's like 15 times on here already.
Yeah. I'm going to put shepherd's pie on the list.
Okay.
I love shepherd's pie.
I don't think I've had shepherd's pie leftover or not leftover.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I haven't.
For those who don't know the layers of shepherd's pie, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong on the order. If I'm not mistaken, it's mashed potato on the bottom. And then traditionally, shepherd's pie is ground lamb mixed with, or is it the meat on the bottom now? I can't remember. Mixed with like peas and that kind of thing. Maybe the potato might be on top because then you brown it and the potato gets all nice and crusty.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those things that benefit. It's really great out of the oven, but put it in the fridge and let all those juices from the meat and stuff get time to hang out more and then reheat it. Awesome.
This also sounds like it would be a good sickness food. Like
comfort food.
Comfort food when you're not feeling great.
Sounds great.
From the text line, a lot of people say, I actually agree with this 100%. This actually might be my number one. Chili.
Yeah.
Chili's so good the next day.
Yes.
And in fact, I think I'm going to have this at number one, not to spoil anything, because there have literally been times where Katie's made chili and I've purposely not eaten it because I prefer it the next day. Obviously,
I'm not
heated,
the biggest
but,
chili person in the world, so I appreciate that that's high on your list. It's just not my just not my jam.
It would
that's
be on my list
so
too.
Different.
Yep. Somebody said pot roast. Pot roast is pretty good the next day. I think that's another thing with like the juices and stuff. I like it.
Yeah, you got to let it sit in the juices though overnight so that it gets so it doesn't dry out.
Somebody said any food with tomato sauce is better the next day. That includes your spaghetti and lasagna. White sauce pasta the next day is not good. I disagree. I think I think fettuccine or any white sauce pasta the next day is great too. It's maybe not as good as red sauce, but I like white sauce the next day.
You just got to make sure. Usually when we put white sauce on things, and I'm not a white sauce pasta girl, but usually when we put white sauce on things, there's not as much of it as there is red sauce on it. Like fettuccine Alfredo that's not a thick, chunky sauce. That's just a thinner sauce. That's my issue with reheating fettuccine Alfredo, is that you would have to add some kind of liquid to it to separate.
Because it gets oily?
And it just kind of breaks apart into these little pieces. And it's not going to be creamy again if it's already on your pasta.
Vegetable soup, chicken and waffles.
Hold on a minute. Chicken and waffles is better the next day?
I don't know. I've had chicken and waffles. Slim Chickens here does a really good chicken and waffles.
I love chicken and waffles. Yeah, but
I don't think I've ever done it the next day, so I don't know.
Once the waffles are cooked, how are you cooking them again?
Maybe that's another thing where the maple syrup has set into it better. I don't know.
Maybe. Okay.
My friend Brad said rotisserie chicken the next day is top tier cold leftover food. I kind of agree with that. The rotisserie chicken is really good the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take your word for that.
You never had rotisserie chicken or just not the next day?
I do. I don't think it's necessarily better the next day.
Oh, okay.
I have bought it in my Costco going days.
See, some of these are making me sick, guys. I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, but.
Like?
Leftover cold brats are my favorite.
No, that person's on to something.
No.
So gross.
Eating cold bratwurst?
Oh, God, yeah. It's great. No. It's so good. Like a jalapeno cheddar brat the next day.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so good. Reheated or not.
No.
Doesn't matter.
They were saying cold. And I think he's saying cold, too.
Either way.
Defend it, Logan.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Honest, I think the cold allows for the snap to be a little bit better. And you've already, it's already been cooked through once. You've put it on the grill or maybe you've even baked it or put it on the stovetop. I don't know. It's just the crisp is a little bit better on it. And I think the flavor stays kind of regardless, that you can kind of focus on it a little bit better when it's cold versus I don't really know how to explain that. I think it's good either way. I like it so much better the next day, brats.
Like there's just something
struggling with the texture of biting into a log of cold sausage.
That's what I was thinking. Like I could see if you sliced it up.
Yes.
Maybe then it'd be almost like a deli thing. And if you sliced it thin, but no, just the idea of eating a sausage the next day cold. No,
I can't get over the cold log of sausage description. Yeah.
Cold log of sausage. That is next to cannibalism, I think.
Yeah,
there, Logan.
It's dangerously close. I think
it is. It's just eating cold meat. That's horrifying. But of course, the next text is Logan is right. Cold jalapeno brats are incredible. Cold fried chicken.
That's on my top five.
That doesn't make sense to me. Are you refrying it?
No, they're eating it cold. I agree with that. I think cold fried chicken's really good.
The fried part is soggy now. It's not crispy anymore. It's been in the fridge.
Only like the bottom of it might be a little bit soggy.
Well, but like the dew, like the moisture from your fridge is going to make that not crispy anymore.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's been as messy as that's making it sound.
Not doing that. Anything fried.
That's a lot of people saying chili. We have chili on the list, guys. Yeah. Calm down. I eat chicken and waffles cold the next day all the time. White sauce is good, but the next day it turns to butter.
Yeah.
Chicken sandwiches from rotisserie chicken. I think we might be good.
Okay.
Beef stew, because I'm not getting a lot of repeats now.
Yeah.
I've seen gumbo on there a couple times, and that would be on the top five for me.
Sure.
Would be gumbo the next day.
Yeah. I don't think I've had gumbo.
Gumbo cold, though, I don't think is... Because the thing about gumbo that you enjoy is the heat.
Yeah.
The spiciness.
Is it like
a
stew? What is gumbo exactly?
It is big bowl of, it's like stew, but it's Cajun. And so it's sausage and it's, okra and it's peppers and it's
where could shrimp I get, and rice and you throw a whole bunch of stuff.
Where could I get gumbo around here?
Or is that something place called Louisiana? There's a very famous place in Kansas City where you can go get it. What
Popeyes?
The heck is that called?
Louisiana.
No. 39th Street. Somebody knows what I'm talking about and tell them on the text line.
Okay.
Oh, for crying out loud, why can't I think of
it? Text line 913-586-7798. Where can I get good gumbo besides Popeyes? Meatloaf. Yes.
It's Jazz A Louisiana Kitchen.
Thank you. Yep. Jazz.
Okay. Yep. Jazz Louisiana. I'm
That's where you can go.
Out.
39th Street.
I'll try them. I'll try
they
that.
They do the best.
That sounds good. Ham and beans. Nope.
Absolutely not.
No. There's something
wrong
with
you. You don't like that in general?
No. Cold beans? I don't know.
I mean, there could be a bite to them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're cold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love that. I don't like that, but I could see somebody liking it cold.
Let's see. Any other ones that are... Okay. Yeah, no, whatever. Homemade chili, tamales, pan fried. Wait, is there a certain ethnic food, like specific like style? I think it's Italian might just generally be better.
I think Italian's the best, but a lot of people mention Chinese food. And again, reheating it.
Yeah.
I could see, because it's the sauces the chicken and the meats and the sauces. And
I'm going to put that on there. Cold crab rangoon the next day is actually really good. I know.
Don't know how I feel about that.
It's just cream cheese.
And the fried. Again, yeah. I think the fried part doesn't really bother me.
I think your fridge does something that mine doesn't. I don't know. My fridge doesn't make everything soggy.
Put something in the fridge and there is natural condensation in your fridge usually. And that's going to get into your food.
Yeah. So, all right, coming up. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow. We'll have our list of the five best, each of us will. And then you guys get to vote on who has the best number one. Again, I've already spoiled what my number one is, but we'll see what Logan and Jamie's will be tomorrow. Coming up, speaking of food, a guy choked on a plane because he was told to just eat around the meat on his plate and his family is suing. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, story came to us out of people.com and Newser picked this up. A wrongful death lawsuit has been filed because of a California cardiologist's final flight. And this is about if you are a vegetarian and you book a flight, there are places on there where you can mark, yes, I'm a vegetarian and need a vegetarian meal. And they are supposed to provide you one, or kosher meal, or whatever it is. It's also why when you are on the airplane, you can't just request a vegetarian meal because they usually only make a certain number. It's something they're supposed to take really seriously. Nonetheless, there's an 85-year-old man who requested and had ordered a vegetarian meal on a 15-hour flight from Los Angeles to Doha. Family member said he was a strict vegetarian who was traveling to Sri Lanka via, is it Qatar? I don't know how we say that. He had requested the meal ahead of time, but was told there was no more available. That should not happen. They should always have the right number, and they should always have a few extras too. He was told by crew, they give him a regular meal, eat around the meat in the regular meal. Lawsuit says he started choking soon after, although it's not clear exactly what caused the blockage. So the plane did not make an emergency landing. The crew consulted with their remote service that they checked with when they're up in the air. Flight staff argued that they were over the Arctic at the time, but the Sun says they were actually above Wisconsin with time to divert for medical help.
Okay.
Instead, this 85-year-old man.
That's a bit of
it's a big difference.
A huge difference.
Wisconsin is a ways from the Arctic.
It gets cold in Wisconsin, but not that cold.
Also, that would be very easy to prove where they were. There's no reason to lie about that. That'd be very easy to prove.
Yeah.
Instead, the man was given oxygen on board, but the complaint says his oxygen levels remained dangerously low and he lost consciousness. The plane landed in Edinburgh, Scotland, 8 hours later. The guy was hospitalized. He died 2 days later from aspiration pneumonia. And aspiration is what happens when you inhale something other than air, like food or liquid.
Right.
The Sun is going after $129,000 in damages plus legal costs, citing negligence and breach of international aviation law.
All right. So there's a couple things to break down here. One is I feel like if you're a vegetarian or vegan and you order the food and they just go, just eat around the meat.
Yeah.
That's a little insensitive.
It also is a lack of understanding.
Right.
Of what being a vegan and meat's not supposed to touch anything you're eating.
Yeah, it's not. But at the same time, I don't know how that led to the choking hazard. Because unless he ate the meat, I don't really understand what it. That is a texture and supervision issue, not, you know. That just has to do with how much you're chewing, not what you're eating.
I wonder, I wish I knew what the meal was, because it doesn't tell me what the meal was. But my guess is maybe there was a piece of meat in, like there was a piece of meat in it, like a stray piece of meat. But you're right. Does the lawsuit have merit simply because he was given a vegetarian, a regular meal, and he was told to eat around the meat? Or does it depend on what he choked on? As I get very much in the weeds here. What if he choked on a vegetable that he would have had anyway? Because I don't know that you're going to find out. Well, maybe a medical examiner could tell you.
I don't know. Even if he choked on meat, like they, I mean, I get it. That he didn't want to have meat, but if he still ate it, he's an 82-year-old man. He's not a child. Like, you should know how to chew your food well enough that you don't choke on it.
Oh, but plenty of people have choked when, like, it goes down the wrong pipe, to speak.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a little piece. But again, we don't know that it was meat that he choked on.
Right.
And I wonder if the lawsuit's going to hinge on that.
That's... I still don't really understand. I mean, even if he didn't know the meat would be in there, that's not. Do you chew? A vegetarian meal that much differently than you chew meat? I guess if it's steak, then you would chew it a little more thoroughly. I don't know too many airlines that are serving steak, but maybe they were.
I cannot find what he had. This is Qatar Airways. Offers 19 special meals, of which 7 are meat-free. So they take this really seriously.
So then why didn't you get a meat-free meal?
Yeah, especially because you're dealing with people in parts of the world who don't eat meat. Mm-hmm. I mean, by religion, don't eat meat.
Right.
And so you would think Qatar Airlines would be especially sensitive to that. Now, I don't know what they should have given him instead. I don't know what the answer to this should have been. Because by now, you messed up your count. And you gave people vegetarian meals that maybe didn't order them ahead of time. I don't know what they should have given him. But they should have made... no idea. Can you give him another breakfast? Can this is a long flight. Can you give him another of what he had for breakfast or for what he's going to have later that's meat-free, just something?
Yeah.
So that he's eating a meal that doesn't have meat in it.
Yeah, there's I can't find any sources either that say like what the exact meat was. I don't know. I just feel like if 90... I would say 100% of the time, unless you're a child, if you choke on something, 99%, maybe because somebody put a screw or something in the food or something like that. 90% of the time, if you choke on something and you're an adult, that's on you for not chewing it well enough. It's up to you to put it in your mouth or not. Like, I just, he knew what he was getting. He knew he was eating meat. If there was meat in what he was chewing, then... He should have known that. I don't know. Or just not eating it at all and ask for a different meal.
What if it's okay? But that's the problem is that this was the meal they had. They didn't have vegetarian meals left. I'm trying to imagine like maybe it was a stew of some kind and they have or a chili of some kind. And maybe it looked like something else. Maybe it didn't look like a piece of meat. And again, they're not saying exactly what he choked on.
Yeah.
But the argument's going to be he requested ahead of time a vegetarian meal and you did not save one for him. And they're going to argue if he'd been given a vegetarian meal, this wouldn't have happened. Now we don't know that to be true either.
The
other issue that's going to be made is they should have landed somewhere.
Yeah.
The issue is going to be made of that, exactly where they were.
See, that is, I have a lot more sympathy towards that. It's just weird for me because I think that they have a case when it comes to he died because he choked and you guys didn't do enough to save him. You should have landed and you didn't. That's a case. I also actually see a case like, what do you expect people to do if they ask for a vegetarian meal and you say we're out of them? They're just supposed to starve on a, what was it, 19-hour flight you said?
Yeah, 15 hours. Yeah.
What are they supposed to do? Not eat at all? So
same thing with like somebody's gluten-free. I mean, there are people that have celiac.
Yeah.
That would get really, really ill if they eat a gluten-free meal.
Right.
You have to be able to make accommodations for that if you messed up. And for sure they messed up because they didn't have a vegetarian meal for him when he had requested it ahead of time.
Yeah. So it's...
This is going to be bad.
Yeah. It just seems like maybe they're trying to sue for as much as they possibly can, but really the focus should be you didn't land the plane when he was choking.
Yeah.
You didn't seek medical attention.
And it was only $129,000. They're not going
That's
for
not
millions.
Much. No, true. I'm not even saying they're asking for a payout. It's just, I think this is probably punitive at most, or just to call attention to it. So 913-586-7798. We'll take your text on this. And also, coming up, what are silver snorters? It sounds cute, but it's a dangerous thing your grandma or mom is doing at the nursing home. That's next on Midday.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, if you have a really severe allergy, whatever it is, if you're vegetarian, if you're celiac, nuts, whatever your really severe allergy is, how do you make sure when you are not preparing your own food that you are safe, that you are not getting something that you cannot have? As we talk about the story, who we have an 85-year-old man who was on a 15-hour flight, and he was a strict vegetarian. He'd ordered a vegetarian meal ahead of time. And when they were delivering meals, and they usually deliver the vegetarian ones first. I don't know why, but they usually do that. They didn't have one for him. And he was told, here's a regular meal. Just eat around the meat. We don't know what it was. I really wish we knew what it was.
Yeah.
And so he said, okay. And he ended up choking on something that was in that meal. That was one problem. They gave him oxygen and they didn't do an emergency landing anywhere. There's a lot of debate about where exactly they were and whether they had access to somewhere to land.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is a big difference than Scotland.
The Arctic.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
But the guy died a couple of days later after they landed because he had aspirated or inhaled whatever that was in his food. So I'm looking for like how this could have been avoided.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. You bring up a great question though. Like if you have an allergy, your kid has an allergy, do you just not eat out or do you bring your own food everywhere? Because how do you make sure that they have the right food if you're on a plane? It is a little ridiculous in this day and age to not have some vegetarian or vegan options reserved for people, considering how many people proudly are vegan and we'll let you know and seem a little, some of them self-righteous about it. You think you're just asking for trouble when they get on and ask for that, or they ask for it in advance and you don't have one reserved for them.
How many of us would still eat a vegan meal? Like if you had extras,
yeah,
I'd eat a vegetarian meal on a plane.
Sure, of course.
Like, because a lot of times it's pasta,
yeah,
or it's something easy. So fine. If you have extras,
yeah,
rather than running out of them for people who need it.
913-586-7798. Yeah. How do you, if you have some specific dietary guidelines, how do you avoid getting whatever it is? Like if it's celiacs and, you know, gluten, or even like you're lactose intolerant and like severely, I mean, Katie is, but she always just has the lactaid pills on her. So yeah. 913-586-7798. Get your texts and calls on that in just a minute. I where I'm at with this story is I think personal responsibility comes into play when it comes to him choking, but there's also the fact that they didn't land. They claim they're over the Arctic Circle. Okay, whatever. Then on the other thing is it's kind of incredible that they don't have the option to not, like, if I was on a plane and they said, hey, we don't have the specific thing you requested. I would go, okay, well then give me a bunch of Stroop waffles or whatever snacks you have.
Right. Offer him something else. There was a better way. Cause it just seemed like the flight attendant was just annoyed and just said, well, here's a meal. Just eat around it. I wonder if that violated some kind of policy. Cause keep in mind, Qatar Airways goes to parts of the world where you have a lot of vegetarians. It's not unusual in India. I mean, for people to have a lot of vegetarians.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the right answer was, but they could have been more sensitive to it and said, I'm really sorry. We don't have any vegetarian meals left. Oh, goodness. I can't believe we did that.
Right.
Here's what... whatever they ate for breakfast or whatever they've got muffins somewhere. I mean, feed him something that doesn't run that risk.
Yeah. From the text line, vegan is a choice. So it's not the plane's fault that he choked. It's a choice, but it's also a principled choice. It's not like you just turn it on and off. If you decide to go vegan, you don't just go, well, I think that meat is murder, but since you are out of the vegan option, I guess. Because we start making... I hate people who do that. I actually respect vegans who stick to it. I hate people right. Like, well, I'm vegan except for dairy and eggs. And well, I mean, if I'm watching a football game steak, then just stop making exceptions. Either go full bore at it or don't.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's not up to them to judge. Don't offer vegetarian meals as an option if you're not going to honor it.
Yeah.
That's not up to the airline to decide whether it's serious or not for you.
From the text line, I was a produce manager at Hy-Vee for 20 years, and I would have people come in and ask for certain fruits and veggie trays without certain items because they were allergic to them, and I just told them I couldn't make it because I didn't want to take the chance of cross-contamination. I mean, if you have kids these days, you know how incredibly important that is, not just for your own kids, but like Finn taking snacks to school. It has to be, it can't be made in a factory that has, tree nuts in it or anything like that. It has to be very specific. In fact, I don't think Finn even brings, I don't think for the class, I don't think you bring snacks anymore. Maybe I'm wrong. It seemed like that was a thing more with Henry. I don't think they don't even let kids bring food in anymore.
And if they do, I think they have to be prepackaged, purchased from a store.
Right.
So that there wasn't a chance to be contaminated. Make sure,
it can't be homemade.
I mean, if we're talking about the ultimate and what you're supposed to do, if you really have an allergy to something really awful and you really need to ensure your health, then you need to bring your food with you.
Yeah.
You need to bring with you on that 15-hour flight enough food to get you through. But this guy ordered a vegetarian meal.
And it's the person earlier, the texter said, I was saying it's not an allergic reaction. He didn't choke because it was an allergic reaction, though.
Right.
He choked. That's where it's weird for me on this because I don't think it's the airline's fault he choked no matter what. I think it is their fault for not getting him help sooner. And I think it's their fault that they didn't have a vegan meal for him.
Right.
But having said all that, I don't think it's their fault that he choked, but that's not what the lawsuit's about. The lawsuit isn't just that he choked and he died. The lawsuit is you could have gotten him more medical attention and you didn't.
Right. But there were multiple failures here. I mean, it is the airline's fault that they didn't get him a vegetarian meal.
Yeah.
Is that why he choked? Not necessarily, but this could have been avoided if they had just had the meal that he requested.
From the text line, when I worked at Subway, people from India would request I change gloves for veggie sandwiches.
Okay.
Because they didn't want the cross-contamination. And that's the other thing is being vegan is for the most part a choice, but there are some people who have allergies to meat.
Yeah.
That's obviously a thing. And also, it can be for religious principles.
Absolutely.
Which is not as much of a choice. That is a culture, that is an upbringing issue. That is a cultural issue,
And the airline doesn't get to judge what your reason is.
Yeah.
If they care, then don't offer it as one. Or say, we can, these are hard to come up with. We need a doctor's note of some kind if you're going to get this kind of a meal. Okay. Well, then they do, and then you take it seriously.
Yeah.
I think this guy's going to win every penny he's asking for.
Well, he's dead. Right?
Well, his son is winning. His son has filed the lawsuit. Okay. The son, obviously, filed the lawsuit and is going to get the fact that he's only asking for 130 grand. He's going
to
get
a little bit surprising.
That.
Like, you think he would be able to get more. But then he's like, you know what? How much do these airlines have anymore? I've been watching the news. They're all going out of business. All right. Coming up, what are silver snorters?
Yes.
This is, I thought you were clapping. You were killing a bug.
Oh, like, I was killing something flying in front of my face.
Yay!
Sorry.
Old people snorting cocaine.
Yeah, no.
Silver snorters. It's a big problem at nursing homes. Shouldn't we just let these people live their lives? Who cares? It's next on Midday.
Okay. Here's something new we have to worry about. Out of the metro, out of the UK. The number of old age silver snorters who have ended up in the hospital for cocaine use has skyrocketed by a third in 2 years.
So at first blush, when I saw this, I was like, well, of course it would be going up with people who are in nursing homes now. Those are people who were in their prime in the 80s when it was much more common to be doing coke at clubs or just on Wall Street or whatever. But no, it's just gone up in the last couple of years. So why would that be happening?
I can only imagine.
They said more than 150 of the people that they talked to in this article are battling long-term cocaine addiction. They visit the hospital for with the drug needed treatment for withdrawal, depression, psychosis that may have been caused by cocaine. The majority also got help with other conditions after being admitted. But there's not really like what is going on type of thing here.
And where are they getting it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming somebody's smuggling it in to the nursing home or
who's the pusher?
Because this isn't nursing homes, right? This is like a pensioner home. What they call
retirement
it.
Retirement home.
Retirement home.
Pensioner, I think
same
retirement
thing.
Home.
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah. So I think that it's, on one hand, yeah, it's a problem. And if they're having withdrawals and they're having medical issues because of it, yeah, that's an issue. On the other hand, I'm kind of like, if you're 85 years old and you want to do some coke, I'm not about to sit here and tell you. Hey, what'll happen if you do that? You try to kill yourself? Well, maybe. I don't know. They're 85.
So I, on a serious note, wonder, is it for fun or do they think it's going to absolve some of their symptoms, whatever they are?
I don't know what cocaine does. Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if there's any good to it.
No idea either. Hey, if you if you just done a rail, give us a call. 913-586-7798. Just see if you can slow down enough to talk to us. We'd love to hear from you.
As many as 723 pensioners sought medical help for cocaine this year until March 2025. 8 of those over the age of 90.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's bad because it's a bad drug
it
for
is.
You.
Yes. Just say no, kids. I get it. At the same time, I don't. What is it going to affect your job? You're at a retirement home. Is it affecting? Yeah. Maybe it's affecting your family. Maybe it's affecting your life. Yeah. That's the other thing too. Is how many drugs are they? Other drugs are they on anyway? You know, if you're that
and
old.
Maybe that's the problem.
There's something else
you're
on.
Could interact.
Maybe that's it. Oh, there we go. You know? We solved it. It's probably they're so doped up on everything else that they have to take, from blood pressure and heart medication to maybe, you know, opiates for pain, that they need something to kill the dullness.
They said a lot of the older people experiment with cocaine because they have more disposable income, fewer responsibilities, and more free time.
There you go.
They might be returning to the habit from their younger days. Just like reliving their youth.
That's what I'm saying. But it's weird that it's gone up so dramatically just over the last couple of years.
Not a good thing.
I don't know. I also kind of have always felt this for a while. Like, we should have, like, we have restrictions for you if you're younger on certain things, drinking, driving. I think once you get older, we need to start pulling some restrictions off. You want to do coke? I'm not going to tell you no. Yeah. Live your life, just so long as you're not hurting anybody. It's not like they can drive.
No.
Yeah. No, so
for sure not after that.
Not well, no, but they're in a retirement home.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, speaking of reckless driving, an 18-year-old was caught drunk driving. We'll talk about that. And also, social media is declining everywhere except in America. Something I brought up when we had Kim from Smartphone Free Childhood on with us. And we want to dig into that as well coming up on Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.